You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is exceptional.
If we could have one of the two games come down to the last snap, we'll take that.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How does both games coming down to the last snap try that one on for size?
The Rich Eisen Show.
That's what happened.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Still to come, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We just said goodbye to Bruce Feldman. He did not give me names. He did not give me the names of the anonymous coaches who said Alabama was going to beat Michigan because they played Michigan and they thought Alabama would be better. And Michigan won the game. This just in, I don't know if you saw the way we started the show or the week. Hour number one, Chris Long was on. How great was he, man?
It's always great.
Always awesome.
It's real.
If you missed Chris Long's conversation in hour number one and obviously Bruce Feldman's last hour, we re-air right here on the Roku channel as soon as we are done. And then there's our YouTube page. We put a lot of our clips there, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. There is the podcast version of this show. Please hit the follow button there and listen to all 3 hours, just 1 hour if you want. We'll just, you know, we'll take a download.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not discerning people. But we'll take all your downloads. Check it out where all podcasts can be acquired. Joining me here now is somebody I go way back with. He shares the Michigan thing with me. Jim Harbaugh was also his first quarterback, just like mine. Adam Schefter here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Worldwide Leader in Sports. Look at you, Adam. You look so well lit. Look how well you look on this show.
Well, let me say this to everybody. Yes. Rich sent me a text and he's like, you need a ring light. And Rich is responsible for how this looks now, much better than it used to. At least I don't know how great it looks now or doesn't look.
Well Adam, I'm sure you've got a beautiful ceiling in that room. I just didn't want to see all of it. You know what I mean? I just, yeah. You know, look at you. Look at you.
Rich, we can play with the light. Do we like that lighting better? Or we like
I like the other one. This one's better? You want to help? That one, right there.
Soft.
That's good.
That one?
Yes.
There we go.
Soft. Right?
Yeah. Well, the last one gives him like a Breer-like tan.
And we don't need that.
A Breer-like tan?
No, we don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need
it. It's been a few brutal days in the Breer household.
Yeah. There's my Michigan man. There he is. There he is. Good to see. By the way, this is how we went to break. I think you'll like this photograph that we used of you. There it is. You like that one, Adam? You like that?
I can't see. Hold on. Oh, there we go. A little one finger up. Yeah.
Hold on. I missed that look. I used to get that all the time. Were you on your phone?
Where's that from?
I don't know. I don't know where we found it. Smitch found it. Sean Mitchell is the best in the business. He found it.
Oh, you know what that is? I think that's I did a campaign with my wife this summer. She's a type 1 diabetic, and we were raising awareness for people to be tested for type 1 diabetes.
Ah.
And I think that's the one pledge.
Fantastic.
So that is. Or we were just getting ready for Monday night, Rich. One or the other.
I guess your wife figured, you know what? I get that all the time, you know, from my husband. We might as well use it for something good. You know what I mean?
Like. There you go.
I love you, Adam Schefter. Thanks for doing this. All right, let's just jump right into it. How nervous should we all be that Jim's leaving? What do you think? What do you got for me on that?
I think here's the way that I view it. The NFL has been a possibility for him each of the last few years. And it has always been up to the NFL to make it such that it could convince him to go. He hires Don Yee, the NFL-based agent, this year, which obviously raises the antenna of everybody. But the fact of the matter is, it's still incumbent upon an NFL team to want him, be the right ownership group, be the right quarterback, be the right situation for him and his family, that he feels like that's better than what he has. Now, I know the NCAA could come calling and all that, but he does love Ann Arbor. But here's the thing. He's really done what he wanted to do and what he was supposed to do in Ann Arbor. He's accomplished everything that he set out to do, other than winning this game on Monday night, which he may or may not. We'll see.
Right.
But even if he doesn't, and hopefully he does, but even if he doesn't, he has restored the program and accomplished what he set out to do. So I think we're back in the situation where if an NFL team makes it worthwhile for him and gives him an opportunity that he believes is better than the one that he has, then I think he could leave, yes.
Well, and obviously the one that's sitting right up the road from me right here in SoFi Stadium, because Justin Herbert checks a box. I think I saw Greeny hop on, I think on McAfee's show recently, saying that he ran into Harbaugh at a funeral, interestingly enough, and Harbaugh was talking his ear off unsolicitedly about Justin Herbert, so that would check a box, one would think.
Well, let me say this. He's not the only head coach who loves Justin Herbert. There are others that
I'm sure.
There are others that I know specifically who would love to coach Justin Herbert.
Okay? But Jim also brings a certain level of cachet, but what he also would require would be a certain level of cash. And I also imagine, you know, he's got to shop for the groceries too, or have his own handpicked person be that. Do you see the Spanos family handing him the store and the amount of money that would cause him to say, all right, I'll coach Justin Herbert? What do you think?
I see the Spanos family conducting a open-ended, exhaustive search, not being focused in on Jim Harbaugh. Jim, I see being a candidate there. I'm not telling you he's the candidate there, and ultimately he may turn out to be the candidate. But at the outset of the search, I think he's one of the guys that they probably are eyeing from afar, and they know him. He played quarterback there before. He coached at San Diego State. So it's not like they don't know him. It's not like they're not familiar with him. Would they be willing to do all that? Look, when you're entering into a marriage this significant, you figure out a way to try to make it work, and you hope it does, never knowing if it will. So I think that if that's the guy they want, they'll figure out a way to make it work.
Okay, and so then let's talk about coaching searches writ large. How many – there's three open now. What do you think the number is going to be? What's your best guess? Crystal ball it for me.
I've said all along, I've said 7 to 10, and I still believe that to be the case.
Wow. 7 to 10.
Rich, let me explain this to you.
Yes.
The NFL has averaged on go back to the start of the century,
yes,
6.8 head coaching changes per year. 6.8. We got 5 last year. It almost never happens that you get a low number below the median average in back-to-back years. Could it happen? It could. But if you go back and look, you almost always get 12 to 13 to 14 in a 2-year stretch.
Mm.
I'm playing the percentages and odds, and I could probably match it up as well, but we'll get, I believe, at a minimum, 7.
7. Okay. So,
and I think, yes, I think probably more.
Okay.
In the end.
Wow, probably more. All right. Well, Commanders were obviously, you know, unfortunately for Ron Rivera, and that's the problem with these conversations, is you and I both know these people mostly, and it's tough to just talk about who's going to lose their job or not, but right, this is the National Football League. So that,
and it's become sport for better or worse.
I know.
I don't like it, and I try to avoid it as long as possible, but when you're coming up to the last weekend of the season, it's just a part of the conversation the way playoff clinching scenarios are. It just is. Like, that's how it is,
so
unfortunately.
The Commanders are one. What's your latest reporting on the Patriots? What do you have for me there with that subject matter?
I guess I would say that would be a potential other spot, of course, right? And Bill Belichick, I don't think, is ready to retire. I think he wants to keep coaching. But I just think it's a situation where there's been speculation all year about this, right?
Yeah.
Right, Rick?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm listening.
Have you heard anybody stop it?
No.
No.
Right.
Neither have I.
Well, that is definitely an indication. So the question is, though, is that maybe it's not stopped because there's a negotiation that's happening behind the scenes, or there could be a coming of the mind where Bill gives up some form of grocery shopping, since that's always that was the phrase from New England, was where that phrase was born years ago for the other Bill. I mean, what do you got? No, you don't see that happening?
No, listen, I think that at the end of the season, at some point, these two sides are going to meet and figure out what they want to do. And we'll see where it goes from there. I think, you know, most people believe that somehow the question is, how do they figure out a way to dissolve the relationship? I think that's what most people believe. Now, we'll see what actually happens in a meeting, and anything can. They've been together a long time. We've known plenty of people who plan for their marriage to break up only to stay together and try to make it work. So there is a question and some suspense and drama about how it ultimately will be handled. But I think we're in a situation in the end where these two sides have been together for a long time. And it just feels like everybody wants to try something new. And then we'll see if that turns out to be the case.
And then how long do you think this plays out? Because there's been some changes, right? And when you can contact coaches on other teams in the playoffs, right? Like the league kind of wants this thing to not go so quickly and make sure that these searches are exhaustive. How long do you see this stuff playing out into January? And obviously that's crucial when it comes to Michigan. If Jim is going to be, you know, looking at his watch and saying, I got to make a decision right here. What do you think?
Well, Adam, it actually works out because Jim's going to coach Monday night and his season one way or another is going to be over at about midnight on Monday night. So at that point in time, if there's an NFL team that wants to go talk to him, he will be right there amongst the candidates. Now, yes, you're correct. The league is trying to slow down these searches and make teams take more time than ever. And they're going to have to because they're not allowed to interview the candidates until after the divisional playoff weekend. So whereas we used to see this rush where it was crazy, I never understood it, where you're interviewing coordinators as they're getting ready for a wild card game on a short week. Like, how does that even happen? It's crazy. The league has slowed it down, and none of these interviews are going to take place till after the divisional playoffs. So it used to be, you know, we've done this a long time, but it used to be, I would say, leading up to the divisional playoff round, we would get the first hire and then another hire. And then by the time that round rolled around, most of the openings would be filled. And that's not going to happen this year. Like, they're doing their best to slow this down by another 7 to 10 days. And so there's time for everybody. There's no rush on anything. And that means that when the season ends, whether the Kraft family and Belichick meet on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday next week or at the end of the week, it doesn't really matter. Because there's time for everybody to do what they need to do in a thoughtful, responsible manner. A
few minutes left with Adam Schefter, my buddy from back in the day at Michigan now and NFL Network now with the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN. So when I was walking into the Rose Bowl, Adam, and all the Michigan-clad fans were walking past me, I got a lot of Go Blues, and I got a lot of the Lions were screwed. I got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Brad Allen, the official that was part of what, Eligible Gate, whatever you want to call it,
report gate.
I like it. There you go. We improved it. We workshopped it. That first game out of the box, national television game on ESPN and ABC. He's going to officiate it. What's your reporting behind that thought process, Adam?
Well, those assignments are made weeks in advance. It's not like all of a sudden the assignment came in after this game. Those assignments are penciled in weeks in advance. And so this is something that the league had. And the question, the real question will be whether Brad Allen will get to officiate in the postseason. Will the members of his crew get to officiate in the postseason? We'll see. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But they were penciled in for this game. And again, when we're talking about the officiating crew for a game, the first game of the week, that's never a good sign for anybody, right? That we are taking note of who's officiating, but everybody is going to be watching. And hopefully it boosts ESPN and ABC's ratings that much more because they want to see how the Brad Allen crew does on Saturday afternoon.
Okay. And then let's chop this one up, Adam. Very rarely do I see you in my replies on the old Twitter machine on X. I had to see if it was a fake blue check mark with your name and avatar. There's only a million of those out there.
Yeah.
But during the Christmas night game, I was just seeing everybody saying, oh, boy, here's Lamar now, the MVP. Check that box. I totally agree with that. And how all the teams blew it by passing on him because there was collusion happening. And I'm like, hold on a second. Lamar was never an unrestricted free agent. He was just transition tagged, which allowed other teams to talk with him. And what I was hearing at the time is the reason why teams didn't reach out to him wasn't that they didn't believe in his abilities. They were concerned about his eating habits, to be straight out with you. And they were also concerned with his work habits. But most, more than anything else, they were concerned that the Ravens loved him so much. Why help them figure out their conundrum in a contract by negotiating one only to allow them to match it? That's what I was talking about. And then you jump in saying that's not it. So I'll give you the floor, Adam. What's your reporting on all this?
I think that may have been a slight part of it, but here's the thing. There was never a team that was even willing to challenge it. What if there was a team, Rich, whatever team it was, that went to Lamar and said, we're going to give you a 5-year, $300 million deal, fully guaranteed. What if there's a team out there that went to him and said, we're going to make you the highest paid quarterback by a lot, and we're going to make it difficult for the Ravens to match, and we want you to be here. Here's a guy, Lamar Jackson, that publicly said while we were at the owners' meetings that he wants out of Baltimore. So he wanted out and said as much. Everybody could say whatever they want post facto. Oh, he wasn't going to leave. The Ravens weren't going to match. There was never a team that was willing to even make the effort to challenge it, to make it such that the Ravens couldn't match. And I find it to be, that's like saying, well, the Cardinals aren't going to beat the Eagles. Why play the game? They're not going to win that game.
But also, you know, it's two number ones that you'd have to cough up. $300 million, you know, But we're viewing this right now after seeing Lamar right now. He didn't finish the previous two seasons. And Adam, listen, we don't traffic in rumor. But the conversation was, you know, why wasn't he out there with his teammates? Why wasn't he with them? He was sick. I mean, there was a lot of questions about the way Lamar was handling his business behind the scenes. There was a lot of questions about Lamar being healthy.
Rich,
and I love the kid.
Rich, all you those know. Are fair. You raise great points there.
Okay.
And that has more to do with it than the Ravens not willing to match. There was never a team that was willing to step up to even challenge it, whether it's because of the eating habits you're suggesting or whether it's because he didn't finish either of the past two seasons due to a knee injury or somebody didn't think that he would be worthy of being ultra aggressive. We've seen over time teams step up when they wanted somebody to make it happen. Nobody stepped up. The Panthers stepped up for Bryce Young. That's what they did. Nobody stepped up for a variety of reasons for Lamar Jackson to even put Baltimore in a spot where they would be in a tough position where all of a sudden they'd have to match. By the way, it's two ones. If you sign Lamar to an offer sheet and you go to Baltimore,
I get that. I get that with what we're seeing out of Lamar. And that's why I always thought the Ravens were never going to let him walk anyway.
By the way, they were never even presented with a difficult, never challenged.
No,
and
I get that.
That's the problem I have.
But it's also different, you know, for a team to cough up two ones for a kid on a rookie contract and you don't have to pay him $200 million or $300 million until you've seen it from him. I mean, and I know that sounds ridiculous when you see what Bryce Young looks like and you know what Lamar has been and is and clearly will be for years going forward for a Ravens franchise that may win the Super Bowl with him this year because they do love him that much. So that's different. But you know, this conversation, people are going to be looking at me like I'm an NFL stooge, or you won't say the word collusion because everybody thinks that's what it was. That it was collusion.
Well, by the way, there's still an ongoing collusion case. There's depositions being taken. I don't know what's going to come out of that, but that's going on. So that's another element. But again, nobody challenged this. Nobody tried to be creative with this. Nobody said, we're going to sign Lamar to an offer sheet, and then we're going to go make this trade proposal to Baltimore for all the reasons that we talked about here. Nobody was aggressive. Nobody challenged it. And when you look at them this year, you say, how could that be? Like, but it wasn't that we're scared Baltimore is going to match, so we're not going to sign him. Like, I don't believe that's what it was.
Adam?
Like, was that one of the factors?
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But it was among a multitude of factors. And again, it's a lost opportunity from any number of teams that could have been aggressive and put all the mental energies into these contracts that these teams are. So many of these teams are so smart and so creative with so many things. And there were just teams that just whiffed here. They just whiffed.
Adam, love you, brother. Love you.
Love you too, Rich.
I mean, this is this is the greatest Michigan football. I mean, we had Charles Woodson on yesterday. He said if they win, they're the best Michigan football team ever. He's even above the 97 team. Because he said that's what he said.
The people there at the school, around the program, have been touting this team and these players and this group of young men all season long. And I remember being there this summer and talking to people, and they're saying last year Georgia had 15 players that were drafted into the NFL, and Michigan felt like it had a real possibility off this team, this current team, to have 18 players drafted this year. So as good as Georgia was last year, Michigan has a real possibility to have more players drafted. Now, they won't be a lot of high picks the way there were in Georgia, but there's going to be a lot of Michigan talent that you'll be calling on draft night.
No doubt. And then I'll be reaching out for you, you know, for the next part of our calendar year, which is that and what the Bears are going to do and all that sort of stuff. Adam, great conversation. Love seeing you, especially in this light. It really is. It's golden.
Rich, it's golden. I always appreciate you casting me in a good light. Thank you.
You always, you know, I'm always there for that. Love you, brother. You be well.
Love you too.
It's Adam Schefter. Everybody follow him. You already do. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show from ESPN. I think he's running off to do a couple of sports centers.
Probably.
Which never existed, by the way, at 2 in the afternoon when I was there.
Times have changed.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Schefter gets it.
But the problem I have with the Lamar stuff now is that we're playing the result. If he goes to a different team, he may not have been the MVP this year, or the offense might have looked different, or he might have struggled, or he might have gotten injured.
Listen, I totally understand his point. Is like, why didn't anybody
take the chance?
Take the chance. And here's another aspect of this that drives me a little crazy. Is like, teams went out of their way to let it be known that he wasn't going to be their quarterback. I don't know of any team that put out a statement under letterhead saying we are not going to go for Lamar Jackson.
But weren't there teams that did come out?
But they did.
I'm asking.
Come out means when you say that, they were like proud to let everyone know we are not going to try for Lamar Jackson. What they did was respond to information men and women who are reaching out to their sources. Are you going for Lamar Jackson? And the answer came back, that is not in our plans. As you know, that's always the phrase. It's in the plans. Because it's never like, we're definitely not going. Because plans change, you know, per sources. There's many sources. There's unnamed sources. There's sources close to the situation.
There's
the Scandinavian per source. You know what I mean? So there's so many sources. So no teams like put on their letterhead, we are not going for Lamar Jackson. They were just responding to information men and women asking the question, what are you going to do? What is in your plans? The one team that I thought that would do it would be the team that almost won the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I thought Atlanta would do it. I thought Atlanta would do it. And then we had, didn't we have the general manager? We had Ray Fontenot on the show. And he was just like,
we talked about it.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did talk about it. We had Arthur Smith say they talked about it, Jim. And so at the end of the day, what ended up happening was they said they didn't go for him. Fontenot said that after they didn't get Deshaun, they basically said, okay, that cap space that we had, they flipped their plan.
Right.
And they didn't want to go against their plan. Now, Adam's clear, you know, statement of why not try it, I totally get it. I understand that. Like, why not try it? Why not challenge? But we also had other former general managers on the show say there are teams that they were just like would never use the resources of their legal staff and their front office staff to actually go through the paperwork. And I understand it sounds silly when you're like, well, it's the difference between your ass getting fired and not making the playoffs or looking like the Ravens. But there, you know, didn't Scott Pioli basically say there are times that they wouldn't chase people because they know that they're not leaving.
Right.
And so they're not going to solve the Rubik's Cube and hand it to them. You know, who did actually do that were the Eagles. The Eagles figured it out with Jalen Hurts, and then 3 days later,
Ravens just gave him, you know, they plussed it up. Hurts plus.
They basically did the Hurts deal.
They did Hurts plus, right? Something similar. Again, so, and I understand Adam's like, you know, hey, nobody tried it. But I, rumor may not be fact. You heard all sorts of stuff as to why not. But at the end of the day, in the same way that Adam said, have you ever heard anybody stop the rumor that Belichick might be out from New England?
That's an interesting...
It was an interesting way of saying, like, they could have immediately ended.
Right.
And they haven't. Right. Which means there's smoke and potentially an actual firing. Mm-hmm. Right? So, in that same way, have you ever seen a more dicey situation than the Lamar Jackson saying, I want out,
right.
I'm going to tweet that I want out, and I've already asked out just as my coach's ass hits the chair for an owner's meeting press conference. I'm going to hit send at the most
interesting
fragile
timing.
Time, okay?
Interesting timing.
You know, to what would potentially, you know, throw egg on the face of my coach and organization. And have you ever seen a more dicey situation like that? And not a single leak coming from the building that he is out. We're done. Or he better watch it. And we're not going to be there. And we own his rights. And we're going to hardline stance it. A number of times that Harbaugh and Eric DeCosta were like, we love him. Now, some of the rumors that I heard about his knee and how many meetings he was in and how he finished up and his level of commitment, that may have come from that building. I have no idea.
Also, Chris,
but right now, it doesn't look good for the teams that didn't even challenge it.
That's my whole point. But, Chris, you said you're playing the result. You're not playing the result. He's not a fringe quarterback. He's not a guy we're not sure of. This was a bona fide superstar, so you're not really playing the result.
It was a bona fide superstar in 2019, but the previous years after, the subsequent years after that, he had only won one playoff game.
And couldn't finish the season.
And so that's what your point is. Like, don't forget the manner in which the previous seasons ended and how he went into this negotiating window. And what you're talking about is the result. This is why the result, I'm playing the result too. In saying that the Ravens always loved him and were never going to let him go. Because every move that they made in the non-playing season, from getting rid of the offensive coordinator they had to one that's going to reimagine the system, a new set of eyes, and getting Odell Beckham for him. You know? I mean, this was all about keeping Lamar. The entire time. And guess what? This conversation that we just had, we may be having it every single day for the next 5 weeks, all the way through to Las Vegas, our shows in Vegas. And maybe a week after that. Like, who would have gone for Lamar?
Who should have gone for Lamar?
Well, that's the point, is who should have, but they would never have gotten him, is my point. I'll never know. We'll never know. But Schefter's saying there's a collusion case that's getting to the bottom of it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. When we come back, power rankings. Oh.
I'm going to turn my mic off.
Power rankings. No. I want it on. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports. The number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman. Tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. COVID. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
I've got a nickname for you. And certainly since, again, as we established earlier on, that people are concerned of the amount of usage that you have and you're getting, and that, you know, running backs wind up showing diminishing returns. And I don't think you're showing any diminishing returns, and that's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you are the one who does the diminishing. You're the one who comes downhill and does the diminishing. So I have a nickname for you. You, Derrick Henry, are the diminisher.
I love it.
Whoa!
Should we?
I love it.
Okay, so you understand this means a lot to me because I've tried a lot to give nicknames to people in the NFL and they have rejected them.
I love it. I can tell you put thought and time into this nickname, and I definitely appreciate it. Like you said, we've been knowing each other for a long time, and I know that you put a lot of thought into this, and I'm very appreciative.
It comes from the heart. This comes from right in here. You are the diminisher. The diminisher is coming to your town to diminish your chance of winning. You are the diminisher. In the fourth quarter, the diminisher is running downhill. Derrick Henry, yes, right?
But you know what I got to do?
What?
I got to live up to it. That's the only thing. I live up to it. No. You gave the nickname, now it's time to live up to it.
I am not concerned about it. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I am not concerned about it. So let's print up the shirts and the hats and let's go. I'm and you can have it. You take it. How does that sound?
All right.
You take it.
Hey, sounds good.
Derrick Henry.
The diminisher.
Say that one more time. I want to hear it. Say it one more time.
The diminisher.
Yes.
Derrick, you have no idea how much you made his day. You have no idea, Derrick.
Ah, yes. Fun stuff back in the old day. Rich Eisen Show Radio Network's back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jimmy in San Antonio. Jimmy.
Jimmy,
what's up?
¿Qué pasó, hermanos?
How are you?
Muchacho.
I'm doing well. Colonel Eisen, is it true that there may be a flight plan that shows you landing in Houston, Texas on Monday?
I don't know.
You know Susie's already working on a nice B&B somewhere in the Rice University area.
Okay.
Spoil yourself, my friend.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. Sounds good. I don't know about any of that, but, I got to be here. You know what I mean? I got to work on this program. You know, I'm off a lot, so I don't, you know.
One extra day can hurt.
You know the drill, and I know the biz, but
thanks, bud.
Come on, dude. You got to go. Everyone's rooting for you. And then when you get there and you see Schefter, you can ask him, have you ever seen a coach accept suspensions that was innocent? And then see what he says.
Okay, Jimmy. Okay. All right. We'll ask.
Tried to backdoor you there.
What else you got on your mind?
Oh, that was it.
Okay. Good to chat with you, brother.
Take care, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jimmy, in San Antonio.
By the way, according to LD, today's the last day you can wish somebody.
Is that right? Today's the last day? Two days later?
I think it's the whole week, right? Got to get at least to the weekend.
Well, I mean, Saturday will be the first time I'm on a Zoom with the NFL Network guys. Sunday.
If you haven't seen someone a good maybe 2 weeks into the year.
2 weeks is a long
time.
What if
you haven't seen them?
Yeah, I think two weeks is proper.
Happy New Year.
I'll go the whole month myself.
Really? Like, if you haven't seen somebody, it's January 14th?
The year is 300
Yeah, I understand that.
66 days this year because of leap year, 2024.
But you don't tell somebody Merry Christmas now, right? You haven't seen them.
I sent a Merry Christmas text last night.
Did you really?
Well, because I forgot to respond earlier to somebody. Yeah,
because you're just too big, Tom.
There's another holiday after Christmas. You have a distinct window for Christmas. It's up until the 31st. After this, the new year is... Yeah. January is
that's
only 8% of the year.
But it's not new. It's not new anymore.
What do you mean? It's new if you haven't seen the person.
I say next Monday, that's it.
A week.
Yeah.
7 days.
Say I give it 4 weeks, man.
Four weeks?
A whole month.
Damn, it's like a leap year.
Well, I know
a week is less than 2% of a year.
No, 1 week. As of next Monday, if somebody says to me next Monday, Happy New Year, I'm like, who are you?
Even if you haven't seen them.
Even if I haven't seen them.
Haven't talked to them.
You're running into Roger Goodell on January 14th. You're not going to say Happy New Year?
No.
What if he says it to you?
It's the playoffs.
Are you not going to respond?
What if he says it to you?
What?
What if he says, Happy New Year, Rich? Happy New Year.
You know what I'll say? Thanks, boss.
Yeah, right.
Don't you look good, you know? Uh-huh.
And he's going to be like, you're not going to say
there's
it
something. There's something glowing about you. Maybe it's a great regular season.
He's
going
to go, no, maybe
it's a
great.
Maybe it's a super wild card weekend. You look super like the wild card weekend.
You don't want me to have a Happy New Year, Rich?
Man, that's messed up.
I already said that to you, Happy New Year.
Not me. I'm talking as if I'm the Raj.
The goods.
Yeah, the goods.
Okay, I didn't know we were role-playing.
Sorry. That's what we do.
You should have established.
It's time. Happy New Year to the latest power rankings here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it. All right, here we go. Hit, hit it, hit it, hit it. Number 10 on the list. This is as low as they have been all season long. Uh-oh. I can't kick them out of my power rankings just yet.
You probably should have.
I cannot do it. There's too many good players. There's too many good people in that locker room. There's too many good people on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Who cares?
And this is a game that's in the trenches.
What is their record?
The Philadelphia Eagles are down four spots. I can't get them any lower on my power rankings. They're 10th. They are number 10 on my power rankings.
They're going to lose to the Saints.
They are not going to lose to the Saints because the Saints aren't even playing in the playoffs. Okay? Because my son Baker Mayfield is going to be winning this game. You saw the glint in his eye when he said, I'll play in Carolina. Okay? He's planting a flag right there in David Tepper's open bar. All right? Here we go. That's number David Tepper's open bar is a great fantasy team name. Number 9 here on the list. They might be this may be a debut in week 18. I felt bad I even left them off last week. I should have put them on. New to the list, number 9. Whose power rankings?
Rams
power rankings.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is starting this
I
week.
I heard that.
Let's
That's
go.
How powerful they are.
Yeah.
They can start Carson Wentz against the 49ers and not bat an eyelash.
Let's do it.
Yes. Puka freaking Nacua.
It's my guy.
He's going to set the receiving
Puka
record.
Puka Doncic.
Yes.
Yes. Nacua Matata. I can't turn any more phrases other than to say that they are playing well enough that they are number 9 on this list, man. And they make their power rankings debut in week 18. I don't think I've had them on all season long.
No.
Number 8 on the list. They're up one spot. Things are looking up for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're looking up. Hey, by the way, who's starting for the Chiefs this week?
Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert, baby.
Yeah.
They can't be better any better than 3. They can't be any worse than 3. So they're starting them. Rest up Patrick Mahomes to take on either the Dolphins or the Bills. It looks like in the wild card weekend.
And they find someone to catch the ball in the next week.
Dude. We are going to go into the playoff season with the same narratives. It's not being a race this week. And last week, you know, they didn't look like terrible world beaters against Jake Browning either. By the way, make that face one more time, will you? The face that you just made. That's it right there. That's a good one. Don't screen grab it. It's not going to be pretty for Chris. All right, number 7. I mean, I don't want to put him down 2 spots, but they didn't report as eligible enough.
Oh, jeez.
Detroit Lions, they're 7 on the list. Hey, they're still one of the best teams in the league. They're down 2 spots. And you know who's also down 2 spots? The Miami Dolphins are down 2 spots. They're out of my top 5, but they're still the 6th best team in the NFL. I still think they would beat the Lions because if CeeDee Lamb had 227 yards, what's Tyreek Hill going to have against him? You know what I mean? I'm knocking stuff over behind the desk because I'm just
Tyreek Hill needs like 220 for the receiving record.
You know what he's going to get against the Bills?
300.
221. Yeah. 220, 221, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. All ball bearings these days. Number five, the Dallas Cowboys are on the list. They're up two spots.
Off a low guy.
Up two spots.
A top five team.
You know what? They're a top five team. All right. We found one thing that you cannot do against the Dallas Cowboys. You cannot try to fool the head ref as to who's eligible because the Cowboys will sniff that out.
It's really loud. At the
sniff that out.
There's a lot going on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're number five on the list because, again, I wanted to put the Lions above them in the worst way, but how am I going to do that?
Can't do it.
You can't.
And I wanted to put the Dolphins above them in the worst way because they just beat the Cowboys. But I am genuinely, to be straight up serious, Bradley Chubb not being there now, and Jalen Phillips is not going to be there now. Yeah. And that is a genuine concern for me. Jalen Waddle may not go Sunday night. What? You know, it's possible that he may not be back on Sunday night. They're hoping that he'll be there. I mean, if they go in as a wild card, that's a totally different ball of wax. But that would also give us Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, which we didn't see because they put that game in Germany in the regular season. Number four on the list, up four spots. Highest I've had them all year. I am putting the Cleveland Browns right here.
Flacco Suns.
I'm putting the Cleveland Browns right here. I'm putting them right here because they are playing complimentary football by being so uncomplimentary to you. They are killing it in every phase of the game, coaching, defense, offense, special teams. They are crushing it. They are sitting Joe Flacco in week 18 to rest him up for a playoff run that he can do. He's done it before, and the way that he's looking right now, by play action, offense, just killing you, going vertical, they are killing it right now. Number three on the list are the Buffalo Bills. And this is how crazy this world is. The third best team on my list may not make the playoffs.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right. It's a little problem with the
this
list.
This team can either be a two seed, a six seed, or a no seed. And it's entirely possible it's more likely they're a no seed than a six seed. I'm telling you guys. This is a wild scenario that the third best team on my power rankings, as they have been for the last 3 weeks and entering the postseason, I believe, are going to be potentially at home. Number two on the list of the 49ers, no change there. And the number one seed stays like a buffoon. The Baltimore Ravens are your number one team in the National Football League, and that is no joke, and that is not at all out of the realm of possibility that they are the team to beat in the Super Bowl. And I would love to see another power rank. They have to be, what, the unanimous choice above everyone's power rankings list going into week 18?
I would think
The Buccaneers dropped out. I put the Rams in instead of them because I thought I should have done it last week anyway.
There you go. That's fine.
And I was right, proven by the results of week 17. That's my power rankings. What do you think, guys? What do you think, guys?
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good.
And scene.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to go high register.
Five, just trying to think, you know, I mean.
Four would have been better.
All right. We just made the list. We close out this show with a public service announcement that everyone needs to hear. If you think your team needs a certain player in the draft, public service announcement coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. That's how we're rolling out on Wednesday.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi, guys. Karen Applem from Australia with a quick question for season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposed to going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, what's going on? What's happening?
It's like there's a fire at Tyreek Hill's house right now.
Are you serious?
According to X Twitter, man, unfortunately.
Well, I hope that's not the case. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything on? I hope he's all right. No, everything is okay.
I'm hoping,
All right, nothing else? I'm looking to see if what else is newsy.
Sam Howell starting.
Yeah, did you see? I saw that he's going to be the first wire-to-wire quarterback, starting quarterback in Washington since Kirk Cousins in 2017.
Yep.
Wow.
Saw that.
Boy, they took their – and then the Commanders are number two overall. That's a choice. right there.
That is a choice.
Do you stick with Sam Howell because you put all that time in there, or do you go and get a new quarterback there? Because you stick there, and whoever pops into the Bears spot, you know, to take another quarterback, if the Bears stick with Justin Fields, then you get Drake May or Caleb Williams or whatever. I mean, what a great spot that is.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some movement at the top of the draft this year. We're going to see teams trade up.
Bears have some interesting decisions.
Giants need to move up. They need to reset.
You know, the Giants are not moving up, pal.
I'll still take that action.
And so whoever takes the Chargers job gets a 6th overall pick and Justin Herbert. And a roster that you'd have to figure out, make some tough veteran decisions.
Yep. They need to get faster. Their wide receivers are so low.
They're big. They're physical.
And they're always hurt.
Always.
Physical and always hurt is not how you want anything.
Not how you want
it. That's what fat and stupid is not a way to go through life.
Yeah. Not a great way to go through life, son. So, I don't know. I saw mock draft had them at Brock Bowers at 6 overall.
Okay.
That's interesting.
All right. Very good. Who knows? All right. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time Tickets. Get it on your phone. Get it on your mobile device. However you wish to buy your tickets through Game Time is the way you should do it, because they have everything you need. Tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Any big event in your area, wherever you're traveling. Last minute killer deals. All in prices. Views from your seat. Their best price guarantee. And again, when I say you could see the view from your seat where you buy, like all around, it's pretty cool. You need to check out the technology that they have. And it's so easy to use. You can just buy tickets in 2 seconds, 2 taps, boom. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price. Guaranteed. Thank you. Hey, everybody out there is just assuming the only quarterback conversation top the draft is what the Bears are going to do. And trust me, we're going to have a ton of time to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bears are number one overall for a second straight year, and Justin Fields must be looking around going, really? Again? I got to do this again? Last year made me do it for Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, who followed me at Ohio State. Now I got to do it for Drake May, and I got to do it for Caleb Williams again? Well, the answer is yes. Certainly when you see what C.J. Stroud has looked like coming out of the box, Fields doesn't look like that in Chicago, and I understand it's who's around you, it's your environment, it's everything. And then you got the Commanders sitting there at 2nd overall. What are they going to do? Sam Howell was just named a starter for Week 18, which means he's the first wire-to-wire same starting quarterback the Washington Commanders / football team has put out there since where they were the old Redskins back in 2017 with Kirk Cousins.
Kirk.
And then you got the Patriots at 3. Then you got the Cardinals at 4. Jonathan Gannon has taken the guesswork out of that. He went on local radio and said this about what they plan to do with Kyler Murray.
Is there any doubt in your mind who your quarterback is going to be for next season?
No, there's not.
He's your guy.
I love this guy.
Why are you laughing?
I love this guy. No, there's no doubt.
You love which guy?
Number one, our franchise quarterback. Yeah. That's who I love.
Okay. I mean, you should after that performance. I mean, listen.
It's not about one guy, though, guys. It's not about one guy. But,
I know.
Yeah, I'm a Kyler guy now.
In his press conference today, when asked why he was so convicted about Murray moving forward, quote unquote, you guys watch the tape, don't you?
Hey, okay.
And then is anybody out there, the Commanders, saying, don't beat the Cowboys? Don't. I know you're sitting there saying, don't beat the Jets.
I'm saying don't beat the Jets for sure.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Public service announcement for you. Public service announcement for Commanders fans, Cardinals fans out there saying, what are you doing winning? The public service announcement from the Rich Eisen Show to you is your team's not tanking. Tennessee Titans, perfect example. Don't you think it would be better for them to lose another game?
Yep.
Except don't tell that to Mike Vrabel. This was an exchange at his press conference yesterday. What's the Gentry Estes? Is that the name of the? Okay, he's the name of the columnist at the Tennessean. When Vrabel said there was a number of reasons why the team needed to win or wanted to win or was going to win, this was the follow-up question.
Like you said, we need to win for a lot of reasons. Expand on.
Because it sucks to lose, Gentry.
Trey, ever need to show you anything?
Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Well,
it sucks. Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win. Because you don't sleep. You want to win for the players that bust their tail. That's it. You know, I mean, it's not about, hey, we'll go into the offseason with a good note. Nobody knows what you did on January 7th or 8th or 6th in April when you come back. But, you know, you want to see, you know, just it all come together. And just put four quarters together, you know, win a game like we talked about. You come in here, well, you close game. Yeah, we feel the same way. You know, in that game the other day, you know, we got to put ourselves into a competitive game where it's, you know, back and forth, and there's some field position, and then you score, and you take care of the football. And we just hadn't done that in the opportunities that we had that were like, okay, we fought and we were close, but I think that's why. You know, just put yourself in a competitive situation, you know, come up with a way to, you know, make a play in the second half to win the game. That's what I hope for. Sorry about my language.
Love him, man. That's your 2021 National Football League Coach of the Year. And no one will remember what you do on January 5th, 6th, or 7th on draft night. But when you're choosing behind the Giants, the Chargers, and you want a player, then fans might sit there and think about it, but they're not the ones living and dying in this locker room with these men trying to win football games and staring at the ceiling because losing effing sucks. That's your public service announcement, care of the 2021 National Football League Coach of the Year, and a guy who, let me just finish up as I started the show, Ohio State fans are hoping walks through their door. He's not walking through your door.
I want him to walk through my door.
Oh, I know you do. But it's more likely that he walks through your door than Columbus's door because where he currently is right now, there's rules for free agency. Not in Columbus.
True.
Not in that form of football, in college football. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm loving my life right now.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain. On 83 Weeks.
I mean, I dig Jey Uso because he's born out of great storytelling and he lived up to the opportunity and exceeded it. The LA Knight, he's way up on my list because here's a guy that's been around for almost ever, should have probably quit a half a dozen times, and he just forced his way into their life. And now he's making money hand over fist. That is a story I love.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.